Think about it. The heart is where we live. It's the seat, the centre of our emotions. Of course, the heart is a physical organ vital to life. That's why we use it as a metaphor for the centre of who we are. Everything flows out of our metaphorical heart. If the heart's diseased, our lives are diseased. If the heart is healthy, our lives are healthy. If our heart is filled with evil intentions, then our lives will live out that evil. That's why Jesus said that murder begins in the heart. Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. What happens in our hearts first is later acted out in our lives. Our hearts and our hands are connected. As I look back on my life, there have been times when my heart has been completely closed to the things of God, the wisdom of God. And the only way that I discovered how to deal with that is to draw near to God. James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. You and I can work and work and work at improving ourselves, but have you noticed it just doesn't work no matter how hard you work at it? So when you feel as though God is a million miles away, he isn't, of course, it just feels that way, then it's time to take a step towards him. It's time to set a bit of time aside each day to pray. It's time to open God's word and read it, reflect on it, and receive it. It's not easy at first. It's like a young infant taking her first faltering steps towards her dad. But just think of what that does in the father's heart. When we take a few faltering, unsteady steps towards him, he takes some mighty, God-sized steps towards us. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That's God's promise to you today. In case you're feeling as though he's a million miles away, draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. And in that place, he will purify your heart. He will cleanse your hands. He will remove the double-mindedness and the doubt from you in a way that you can never do it for yourself. What's the matter with us that we think that we have to clean up our act before we go to God? Sure, our hearts might be filthy, dirty, diseased, hard as stone. Sure, our hands might be covered in filth as well. It's for sinners like you and me that Jesus died. What you and I need is wisdom that penetrates the heart, and that's exactly what Jesus has ready and waiting for you. That's God's word, fresh for you today.